Sayyidina Sa'd bin Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once a woman came in the blessed court of Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that her wish or her need should be fulfilled. But she did not find any space or place near Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So companion of Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stood up from his place and let that woman sit in his place. When her need or wish was fulfilled, when she left the court of Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahabiya Rasul radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, why did you do so? So the Sahabiya Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that I had mercy on her. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah azza wa jal have mercy on you. Subhanallah azza wa jal. My dear Islam brothers, by having mercy on others, Allah azza wa jal shall have mercy on us. Inshallah azza wa jal. By having mercy on us, we will get the du'as of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was merciful and kind to the animals also. My dear Islam brothers, kind-heartedness is a quality that brings softness to our speech, mercy in our dealings, and love in our relationships. It was through the compassion and gentleness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that captured the hearts of the disbelievers and brought them to Islam. Not only disbelievers, even his enemies came in the court and accepted Islam just because of his kindness and love that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam showed to the people. Let us nurture kindness with ourselves so we can become the reflection of the mercy of the true Islam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.